Events Distributed begins from a conversation that I and my co-founder have, just two people on a phone call, and it comes from, let's say, a place of despair. I've used the word despair already. Maybe like a millennial place of despair, a certain kind of exhaustion with particularly American politics, but I mean the politics of the West. What we could say is the post-political, the trans-political moment, just the liquidation of democracy, the recognition that really democracy is kind of in this, this transpiring threshold of indeterminacy between, like, you know, the nominal liberalism, but mostly something that's contiguous with a future absolutism, something that was more confirmed to us after the revelations of Edward Snowden, for example. We might still talk liberalism, think liberalism, but of course there's like an extreme amount of force and sovereignty and executive kind of power at work underneath this nice, broad, but very thin facade. From that place, we thought, well, look, we don't want to just... it was a gun conversation first. I mean, it was like, well, what would a world be like with, you know, semi-instantaneous access to a firearm? I mean, what would that... How would that look? Is that even something possible? I mean, it began from this kind of firearm place. So often the question is put to me, you know, why did you want to print a gun? It wasn't like that. It was like finding... We wanted to find the technology that would complement this kind of hypothetical scenario we were discussing. I mean, it just came from that. I mean, our frame of mind is, again, one of these of extreme suspicion of democratic and legacy institutions. And then as we kind of decided that this was a project we wanted to do, we found our footing and found our rhetoric. And of course, then our ambition grew once we realized, oh my God, this is working, this is having an effect. And then there was a certain kind of fatal theory that we employed, a fatal strategy, which I think we'll begin to kind of discuss toward the end of this. So this project begins with us saying, can you 3D print a gun? And if you can, doesn't that mean anyone else can do that? And taking a page out of WikiLeaks and Cablegate, doesn't that mean that, you know, this kind of is a self-negation of a certain progressive principle of the control or at least the channeling of manufacture, especially manufacture of these politically contentious objects? Maybe that all seems obvious, but for us it was like, oh my God, if we could do this, this seems to be on the table. We were willing to be the people to both develop that and put that into the public domain. And so the first kind of premise was available, which was the language about open source technology, the language of an open society, was ripe for abuse, if you will. It was ripe for co-option. This is typically a language used by young, let's say, kind of borderline leftists in the American political discourse, very liberal or progressive young people, you know, about, oh, the democratization of manufacture and technology and the general kind of liberalizing effects of these things. What Ben and I are interested in, and continue to be interested in, it's not just a conversation about difference and, you know, non-exclusion and some of these all these bromides of, like, you know, humanitarian discourse and political ethics. We're interested in preserving alterity and irreducible conflict and unassimilable ideas. I mean, something kind of essential, and I guess that you could say, like, it comes from like a Nietzschean space. Like, we're interested in conflict first.